Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Lamed Tes, Din Kriya Shema Al Mitaso, the Aloch of Kriya Shema Al Mita. Sif Aleph. Kore Al Mitaso, Parasha Rishona Shoshma, Umavarach HaMapil Chev Lishena Al Enoi V'chulu. Person says Kriya Shema, the first parasha of Shema, and the Baruch HaMapil Chev Lishena Al Enoi, that the steep should come in his eyes. The Yikra, there are more ads. The Yikra Kriya Shema Samach L'Mitaso. This recitation of Shema should be right before he goes to bed. Vein Oichlim B'Shoisim, he doesn't eat or drink. V'lo Medabrim, or speak. Acher Kriya Shema Shal Mitaso, after the Kriya Shema Shal Mito. Ela Yishan Miyad, he goes straight to bed. Shenemar, as it says, Imru B'Vavchem Al Mishkavchem V'Domu Sela. That once you say it, you say the Shema, you lay down and go to sleep. Silent. Look back at Simon Samach Gimel. We discuss if you can say this when he's laying down. If he says Shema, he cannot fall asleep right away. He should repeat Shema over and over until he falls into a sleep. And the recitation is before he falls asleep. There's no bracha for Kriya Shema Lamita. The Mechaber resumes. In addition, he says, Kapitel Tzadi Aleph and Tehillim, Yoshe B'Seisa. These are things for protection. He says further, Hashem Arabu Tzaroi Ad Hashem Heshua Tehillim Kapitel Gimel. He says, Baruch Hashem Bayom, Baruch Hashem Balayla, Baruch Hashem B'Shachveinu, Baruch Hashem B'Kumeinu. We bless the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In the morning, in the evening, when we lay down, when we get up, and the Rebbeinu Shem says to the Satan, Hashem shouts down the Satan, it's a pasuk in Zechariah, Kapitel Gimel. Hashem shomrecha v'goymer me'ata v'ad olam, that's Shir HaMalos, Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph. B'yodcha afked ruchi v'goymer, Tehillim Lamed Aleph. Yivrecha Hashem v'goymer ad v'yaschach shalom and the Birchus Kahanim. The Omer, he also says Hashkivenu, at Samach Lechasima, to right before the end. So this is the formula of different things that a person says before he goes to sleep to protect him. In the Nusach Ashkenaz Kriya Shema Lamita, I don't believe they have the Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, but they do have other psukim added in addition to the ones mentioned here. Mishtabura Sifkaton Aleph, Parasha Rishonu. Person says Kriya Shema, he says the first Parasha of Shema and Hamapil. In his spalav, his mibiyoyon, and the Mishtabura points out if he daven marv and it was still daytime, tzarich lekoyes kol haparshios, then he has to do all three parshas of Shema. V'yichav, let's say, behind her mitzvah says shel kriya shema, and he has to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya shema. V'gam ha mitzvah shel zechiras yitzias mitzvayim, and in addition, in the third parsha, he has in mind to make the mitzvah of remembering yitzias mitzvayim. V'toiv lomar tomid kol kriya shema. Really, ideally, he should always say the entire Shema. Shehi reish mem ches tevos, 248 words, b'tzeref keil melech namon, if you add the keil melech namon, lishmor ramachi v'rov, and that protects his 248 varm. Even though in this Sidurim, most of them only have the first parsha, like the Mechaber says, but some will have all three parshas. Sivkon beiz, mevorach hamapel v'chul, then he says the brach hamapel. The language of Shulchan Aruch implies the Birchas HaMapel Omer Acher Kriya Shema, that the Bracha of HaMapel comes after Kriya Shema. Kadesh Tei Bracha Smuch L'Shena, so the Bracha is right before he goes to sleep. And then he says afterwards Yoshe B'Seis and the other Psukim Kiva Dehav Mishum Shmira, since those things are to protect him, Lohavi Hefsik, that's not an interruption. So it's Shema, the Bracha of HaMapel, and then the other things. The Yesh Medaktigin, some are particular and careful, Levarich HaMapel B'Soif Acha Kol P'sukim, to wait with HaMapel to the very end, after all the P'sukim. The Yesh Me'achronim and other Achronim say, She'eskimu She'ivarach B'Rechus HaMapel Koitim, they agree to say HaMapel first, V'Acha Kach Kriya Shema, and then Kriya Shema. The Yesh P'suki D'Rachim, and the other P'sukim of Rachim, K'mo Shenit V'Spisidim, like they have in Sidurim, where HaMapel comes first. And the Sharatzim points out in Ches that the Kriya Shema is not a hefsek. Kriya Shema is also a shmira, just like the other psukim. And the other psukim aren't considered a hefsek, so the Shema is also not a hefsek. It's not like the Siddur made a mistake by putting HaMapel first. That was the minig. You say HaMapel first, and then everything else is a shmira. It's not a hefsek. Venira, It would seem the lemaisa, practically speaking, is snaik ha'odin kafi tivo. You have to follow your nature, the haina meaning. In tivo lehir odin be'emza kriyishma, if normally he falls asleep in the middle of Shema, tov yoyser sheyakten b'yachas ha'mapa ma'adev shah, then he should say a ma'apa as early as possible, because he won't get to it if he waits. V'mein tivo is that, but if he doesn't fall asleep during kriyishma, tov yoyser la'ach b'yachas ha'mapa la'adev b'sof, then it would be better to wait until the very end. Sifkat and Gimel, Samach Lemitaso, he says, Hamapil, the corn of Amor, Samach Lemitaso, right before he goes to sleep. Velo Yikri Krishma Kishi Yikones Lishan, El Kishiroa Kishere Bor Elov. You don't say Shema when you go to bed, you say Shema when you're going to sleep. Al Bekneset Gedol Kosev Sheishlikos Miyat. Knesset Gedol disagrees. No, you say Shema right away. Because sleep may overcome you quickly and you won't realize it. You'll never say. Don't worry about that interruption. Unless you're doing something in between. By sitting silent, it's not called an interruption. Even though he delayed a certain amount of time before he fell asleep. It seems to me the issue here is, do we treat the bracha hamapil like a bracha on food? And you don't want an interruption. The Mishnah begins by calling the Seder Hayoyim that you don't say Shema when you go to sleep. You say Shema when you're falling asleep. You say it mamish when you're about to fall asleep, so it should be any hafsek. Knesset Gedol disagrees and says, no, you can say Kish right away. And you'll fall asleep later on. And we're not worried about the fact that it's a hafsek in between. The Beralocha, if you take a look at Beralocha, Samach Mitaso, Ayin Mishnah Brewer Mashakasav, the Mishnah of Knesset Gedol, look at Mishnah Brewer, what he wrote in the name of Knesset Gedol, that you can say Shema with a Mapil, and it's not a hafsek if you don't fall asleep, by the way. Vayim Bechai Odin, if you look at Chai Odin, Shemitzad Yed Lomer, he's inclined to say, Dafilu Loha Yochel Achach Klali Shon, even if you couldn't fall asleep at all, Gab Kein Ein HaBorch Lotol, it's not a Borch Lotol. Dalmin Hogo Shal Oilim Hu Mevarbech, he's not making a bracha on the sleep the way you make a bracha on food. The bracha HaMapil is on the Min Hogo Shal Oilim, this is the way of the world, that people go to sleep. V'chemash V'chad Tuus V'Eliyab, and that's also applied from one answer in Eliyab. He has died in Tzorchim B'zeh, but says the Mishnah Berurah, I think there's a big problem with this. Achri the bracha is a Mevarchal, that's all, because the language of the bracha is personal. HaMapil Chev L'Sheinal Einai, in my eyes. If he doesn't sleep, he can't say Ma'avishena in the morning. It seems to me, if he's not sure if he'll fall asleep, it's not kedai to make the bracha, because it'll be a bracha v'atol. According to Chai Odom, there's no bracha v'atol, even if you don't fall asleep at all. Because the bracha isn't that I'm going to sleep. The bracha is Hashem created sleep in the Bria. And he did. Just like we make the brachas in the morning, even if it's not relevant to me personally, it's not a bracha l'atola. But the Mishnah Berurah is going with this Seder Hayoim that has this approach that it's mamash like a bracha on food, and if you're not going to sleep, it's a bracha l'atola, and don't make the bracha if you're not sure, and it should be mamash right before you go to sleep. So if a person goes to the bathroom, if they're saying a mapil, the notes being chaznir said, you can't say ashiyatza. Can't be mafsik. Of course it's Yashiyatza. What's the shayla? It's Yashiyatza. Because the bracha is not a bracha l'tola. The bracha is on sleep. It's not on my personal falling asleep, which, by the way, makes a lot of sense because it's not in your hands to control going to sleep. Eating something, you eat it. So you make a bracha and you eat it. But the Mishapur is going with the Seder Hayom, not the Chai Adam. If you look in the Sefer Biskut Shuvas, he says, his language is, Rubam kekulam shall gedoli hadoris and the poskim go with Chai Adam. And he gives a long list, all the way down through Shlomo Zalman and Chalavadya. They all go with Chayodah, not with this Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah. I brought with me the Likutim and Hagim at the back of the Devi Chaim's parish on Chumash from Chaim Tzanzer. And he says that even though the Seder Hayom said this halacha, you can't talk after Kriya Shema, and you delay the brach as much as possible, I want to modia shezet ta'us, it's a mistake. Ki mitzad hadin, it's mutlu da bracha b'chaz ha-mapil. Mitzad hadin, you can talk after mapil. It's not like a bracha na hamotzi that you have to eat right away. Because that's masa b'yodo. This is not masa b'yodo. If you can't fall asleep, it's not a bracha. Ashken this gedol mesaken the bracha, like hashkivenu. You say hashkivenu. I'm not going to sleep now when I say hashkivenu. Right? So it's not a bracha at all. This is the bracha they're mesaken. And the bracha ha-mapil chayiv kol adam levarich, even though he'll go to sleep, even an hour too late, he'll fall asleep. It doesn't make a difference. And he's allowed to talk, and he's allowed to eat and drink, if he needs to. If he needs to. He doesn't need to. If he needs to, he can. He goes on to say, the Reb Chaim Sanzer said, better to say ha-mapil and speak many times in your life than to fall asleep even once without ha-mapil. So for the people who don't want to say ha-mapil because they're afraid they're going to talk, they're mamish backwards. Adam, you say ha-mapil, try not to talk. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah to talk. Try not to talk. But most poskim disagree with this mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah. They go to Chai Adam, that it's not a bracha personal, rather it's a bracha of minhago shel Adam. It's a shayla in the notes about a person who's flying. People ask all the time, do you say ha-mapil when you're flying? So, if you're going with the Mishnah Berurah's mahalach, that it's like a bracha, you have to fall asleep. It's a big shayla, because you're not meant to fall asleep. It's a suffix, you can fall asleep. Baruch says, don't make the bracha. But if you're going to learn, it's a bracha, min hagash shel olam, if you're going to sleep, then you make the bracha. There's even those you should know who hold, so much so, that shuas night, you're up all night, still say a mapa. As if it's min hagash shel olam, who says I have to go to sleep? Before chatzai, shuas night, to say the bracha mapa. I think Ben Sinoshul says this. To say a mapa before chatzai, shuas night. You're up all night long, makes no difference. It's a bracha min hagash shel olam. So we're not going to take it that far. But if you're hoping to fall asleep on the plane, that's very enough to say ha-mapil. It makes a number of people in the notes say, if you're planning on going to sleep on the plane, you can say ha-mapil, that's good enough. Se'if katan dalad. Acha kriyashma v'chulam. The Ramah says that you don't talk after kriyashma. Vim tarv l'shtos l'odaber is inim nachutz, if he's very thirsty, or he has to say something important, nearest shemutter, it would seem to be okay. Ach yachsav yikr pashma, but you should repeat shema. Al kavar amar birchas ha-mapil, but if you already said the birch ha-mapil, he says, be careful. Ki yafsik bin ha-bracha l'shena, because you're interrupting between the bracha and sleeping. So again, this is the Mishnah Berurah going with the Seder Hayom, that it's a personal bracha. Sifkan hey, v'yishim yad, go straight to bed. Says the Mishnah Berurah of him, tzarech l'shamash mitosan, let's say he's going to have marital relations. The Mishnah Berurah says, yirchatz atzmo mehashich v'zer shalov. He should wash himself off from any remnant of the zera that's on his body. V'yito yod, if he washes his hands, some say it's nitesedayim, three times each. And then he should say Shema. Ulapachas yomer birchas ha-mapil u'shma chatashmish. At a minimum, ha-mapil and Shema should be after tashmish, not before. Sivkatan vav. Ramos says that as far as saying Shema when you're laying down, look what he wrote in Siman Samach Gimel. Kshushochev. What's something to say? The shamuchach b'sival b'hago. It's clear in Sifal of Ramah. You don't say Kriya Shema when you are laying down. Even if you're on your side. That's by Kriya Shema for the midst of Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema in the evening. That's if you're going to say Shema for the Chiyuv, Kriya Shema. In this case, he daven Marvis daytime still, he has to repeat Shema. So now he has to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Therefore, he has to be careful of all details. But if he said Shema in the right time, and now he's just saying it because of Kriya Shema Lamita, then you can't say it laying down. So even though the Ramah said, look in Samach Gimel, when you can't fulfill the mitzvah, you shouldn't be saying it laying down. But this, if I'm not doing it for the mitzvah, I'm just doing it for Kriya Shema Lamita, you can. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yeshem achmir l'chadchila, others are machmir l'chadchila, the kreise ba'amida b'yeshiva dafka, to say Kriya Shema Lamita, standing or sitting, achenu kashacha, but if he's already laying down, the kuliyama, everyone agrees, mut l'hatos l'tzidov l'kro, he could go on his side and recite it like that. V'yesh lo adam l'hargal atzmo lishka l'tzidov dafka, a person should train himself when he goes to sleep on his side, v'yesogod lishka prakt, it's a big issue to sleep on your back. When he's laying on his back with his face up, or reverse, when he's on his stomach and his face is down. The notes on the side point out that as far as the Isser to sleep on the back, which is brought down in the Gemara, they want to say if your head is propped, if your head and shoulders are propped on pillows, that's not called on your back. On your back is flat on your back. But if your shoulders and head is propped on pillows, that's or not this issa of proctan. It is brought down, I think, in the Rambam, they bring that you should go to sleep on your left side, wake up on your right side. But if a person has a hard time getting used to that, so if he has pillows under his head and shoulders, that would avoid the issa of proctan. There's a shaila the notes bring. Is a person supposed to say Kriyat Shema in the place where he's sleeping? Are you supposed to dafka say it in bed? Now, according to the Mahalach of the Seder Hayoim, L'chor, it should be in the same room, in the same Malkam, L'shin and Malkam right there. But since you go like Chayodim, it's not that way. Many poskim say, Shlomo Zalman brings us, if a Baruch and Yeshiva can say it with more kavanah in Beis Medrash, then in the dorm, he could say Shema in the Beis Medrash and then go to the dorm and go to sleep. So it's not considered a hafsik. We don't look at it like that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Zayin. Chozer v'korei. If he doesn't fall asleep, repeat Shema. Parasha Rishona, the first parasha. V'royishlo lichbo pasuk rishon, not to repeat the first pasuk. Oshiyom Hashem psukim derachmi, or say other psukim. V'hu adin im maharer deviterah, it's also good to think in deviterah. Shap edarmi, that also is fine. Sivkan ches v'aim v'rach v'chud, there's no brach on kriyishma l'mita, perish. You don't say asher k'tishanu, mitzvasov v'tzivanu, al kriyishma. Ain l'vach, you don't say that brach. Lafuke, he's coming to exclude midas eza poisik shemasavak. There was a poisik who said to make the bracha. No, we don't do that. Kasva pois, the poisik can marry the yoshma yom in surach levok mes amapel. Someone who takes a nap during the daytime, someone who sleeps during the daytime, does not say amapel. V'toiv shiyom v'inoyam and yoshu b'seiser v'gomer. It is good to say v'inoyam and yoshu b'seiser. However, the notes bring that people aren't like this way. Lamais, it's not considered the normal minhag. The psukim Yosheb Beseis and the rest are all intended to protect that nothing bad chasom should happen. If someone is ill or other circumstances prevent, it's enough just to say parasha Rishona shel Kriyishma, the first parasha Shema, ubirchas amakbi alavan the bracha of mapal, the same way we do the Seder night. Kazra svarm the svarm right shabalayla kud mashen nochon laodem sheifash reish b'masav shalasa kol yoyim. At nighttime, before a person goes to sleep, he should examine the day's deeds. What did he do today? Miyasa shalasa aver, if he sees he did a chet, he finds a chet in his deeds, he's vad the law, he's a vidoy, if he kabbal atzma shalasa za'oid, and make up not to do it again. Ubefat, especially bevonis and mitzuyim, the common sins, especially need this introspection. Kagon chanifos, like flattery, shkarim, falsehood, litzonis, makari, lashon hara, v'chein avam b'totera, and the sin of b'totera, tzvichem b'dika b'yos, and his exceptional diligence, did we fall short. Gam, also, ra'ui limcho, l'kol mi shechotu k'neg davetziyaro, it's proper to forgive people who sinned against him, people caused him pain, the b'such saying this merit, ha'adu marach yomem, person is zoich ha'tarich is yomem. Amu, chachamein zechon v'or chacham, teach us ha'yoshin b'may sechidi, person who sleeps in the house alone, behind a balayla, meeting at night. Ochazato lilis, he'll come in the grip of lilis, bad thing. Ubayis hainuched, the word bayis doesn't mean house, it means a room. So a person sleeping in a room alone, he's in danger. So one day, Sharatzi and Yitzayan says, let's give the door open. Leave the door open, then you're not alone, other people in the house. The post can bring that if there's a light on in the room, Eshlevan Buchash says, you can sleep by yourself. A light is like someone's with you, and the stapler is knowing that way as well. Chazdish didn't like it, but Lamai said that's what people do. You leave a light on. Leave a light on even in the bathroom. If there's a light on, light comes in the room, and that's sufficient. Eilu tzrichen shimur me'amazikim. The fowl need protection from mazikin. Choyle chayo choson kalo ovel v'tamachochem belaylo. Someone who's ill, a woman who just gave birth, a choson and a kalo, an ovel, someone who's in mourning, and tamachochem at night. He's mamish by himself in pitch dark night. So the notes point out three of them, the chayla, the chaya, and the ovel have a bad mazel at that time, and therefore they're in danger, so to speak. They need protection. The chos and kal and tamachochom, the mazikim are jealous of them. So therefore we have shomer. We have a shomer. We don't leave an ovel by himself. We don't leave a chos and kal by themselves. Together they can be shomer each other, but we want a shomer. The notes discuss how long do we require the shmir for. Some say chasen kal obviously of a week. The avil is for the week of Shiva. He says maybe the yoledes also we should give a week. That for the first week you have to give him brishos, not be by yourself. In the bracha of hamapil, there's no mention here that I saw in the notes that the Sfaradim have a different hanhoga. In the tshuvas from Chacham ben Tzina b'Shaul, he says that you never make the bracha mapil after chatzos. If it's already chatzos lail, you don't make a malach, you don't make the bracha. Kli without shem malchus. The bracha has to be before chatzos. Brings a rizal. The bracha that makes someone else says just the opposite, he says that's not true. This is the way it is. Until chatzos, you would say hamapil shem malchus. After chatzos, you cannot say shem malchus. Also, numerous form bring that women are obligated to say the bracha hamapil just like men. There's no distinction between men and women, even though I hear constantly, oh, ladies don't make the bracha, it's not for ladies. Shlomo Zalman and the Shuvas, they all bring, no, women have to say the bracha, no different, there's no distinction in these halachas between men and women. Siv Beis, kishe yivshot chalukoi, when a person takes off his chaluk, the chaluk was closest to his body, this was his undergarment, and it was like a big nightgown, basically. Lo yafchenu mimatlamai, you don't pull it from the bottom, up over your head. Shemkein nimsa gufo arm, because then it comes out, you leave yourself undressed. Ella, yafshitenu derech rosho, what you do is, you take it off your head and slip it upwards, from the, you know, slip it over your head and just pull it up that way. V'yichasa atza b'sedina mitachas, while you cover yourself with your sheet beneath, v'yikanes mitaso, and you enter your bed. So basically, he's pulling up the sheet to cover his body as he pulls the gown over his head upwards. You don't grab from the bottom and just pull it up from the bottom up, right? You take it from the top, from the shoulders, and pull it up over your head, and as your legs get exposed, you start covering yourself with your blanket. The same way he says in the morning when you get dressed, you slip it over your head, and as it goes down, you take off your sheet or blanket from and therefore you're constantly covered. So this is the sneeze way to get dressed or undressed, to constantly be covered with something.